Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we go, and we are off and running on the Refresh radio program one more time here on WMIE 91.5 FM, and we trust that you have had a wonderful week, a glorious week, and that you are gearing up for the weekend. And just as we talked about yesterday, a generous man devises generous things, I pray that you have already worked to strategize, plan, implement whatever you need to do, to make sure that you have a way to get to the house of God on Sunday. If you don't have a church, we would love to have you come and be a part of Merritt Assembly of God, what God is doing there, and transforming us day by day and making us a blessing to our community. It won't be, you know, it seems strange. Here we are, middle of July. It won't be long until kids are going back to school. And I want to encourage you as parents not only to make a plan of how you're going to give, but make a plan as to how you're going to lead your children, your young people, in their spiritual development, their financial understanding. Make sure that you teach them all of the areas of God's Word. You know, I was pretty good at baseball when I was in Little League, and then for some reason I didn't play in junior high school, 7th, 8th, 9th grade. When I got to high school, I went out for the high school baseball team, and a strange development had happened from 6th grade to 10th grade, and that was, in that era, people had started throwing curveballs. They didn't throw curveballs in Little League when I was growing up. They threw a different bunch of pitches, but they weren't really throwing too many curveballs. And so when I went out, I ended up not making the team. I ended up making a different team and playing in high school, but it wasn't on the high school team itself. We represented the school in a pony league. And I realized later on that the reason that I was not able to hit when I went out for my tryout is nobody taught me how to recognize a curveball. And so I want to encourage you, teach your kids, train your young people so that they are able to succeed, not just in church on Sunday morning, but to succeed in their spiritual journey all throughout life. Whether it's their relationships, their finances, their prayer, their church attendance, their service, their ministry, their work ethic, all of those things are all bound up in the good news of Jesus Christ and the fact that God is a God of justice. So today we're going to go through verses 9 through 14. We're going to go through them pretty quick. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 32. I want to set the stage for you because we are talking about Jesus reigning in righteousness and princes ruling with justice and what that looks like in society. Verse 9 through 14 says this: "Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. In a year and some days you will be troubled, you complacent women, for the vintage will fail, the gathering will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Be troubled, you complacent ones. Strip yourselves, make yourselves bare, and gird sackcloth on your waist. People shall mourn upon their breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine on the land of my people will come up, thorns and briars. Yes, on all the happy homes in the joyous city, because the palaces will be forsaken, the bustling city will be deserted, the forts and towers will become lairs forever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks." And so this is a prophecy. By the way, forgot to mention, if you are having trouble with your AC because summers in Florida are long, give the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric a call, 321-632-9538. They've got over 40 years of experience in professional sales, service, and repairs, as well as in three fields, air conditioning, heating. If you need that right now, you really like to keep your house hot, and electrical fields. They work in residential settings, commercial settings. If you need emergency service, they can help you in that area when that's needed as well. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at a fair and affordable, reasonable price. So if you find yourself, or when you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. So they really are great people. They will do a great job for you, and I recommend them highly. Verses 9 through 14 is a prophecy awaiting the complacent. It begins by addressing this to women. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice. There is a huge misconception that takes place here in society, or in Christian society in 2021, that thinks that God is primarily concerned about making us comfortable. Now, don't get me wrong. Comfort is great. I wear shoes that are comfortable. I want the temperature of my house to be comfortable. I want the seats at church to be comfortable. We used to have amen pews. If you don't know what an amen pew is, they had cracks in them. They were some of the original church pews from when the sanctuary was brand new. I think it was back in 1957, 8 or 9, somewhere in there. And the glue joints had cracked. And so when you sat on them, sometimes they would pinch you. And it would be without warning, and you would say, amen, oh me, or something that would cause you to need to come to the altar and repent. So we are thankful for comfortable surroundings and atmosphere at our church. We've put in insulation, efficient air conditioning, all sorts of stuff, coated the roof in such a way that's designed to keep people worshiping in a comfortable environment. But we can never get to the place where we are complacent or at ease, and it causes us not to be aware of the spiritual condition to those around us, or the peril that is at the city gate. These people were living as if they were kings and queens, and they were never going to face a problem. Does anybody remember, you know, the good old days, like maybe December of 2019, when that was pre-pandemic, and there was nothing that could interrupt the juggernaut of economics that was taking place in America, except COVID hit. And all of a sudden, the world's economies came to a screeching halt. Economic output, I don't know what the final numbers were, but productivity was way, way down. Being complacent is never a good thing. And so what God says is, you who are complacent, you need to hear what God has to say. Give ear to my speech. In a year and some days, you will be troubled, you complacent women or men. And I just want to point out, how quickly can things take a turn? How quickly can things change? Both positively and negatively. We are a God, or we are a people who serve a God who is a suddenly God, who can show up and instantly a hopeless situation turns around into a glorious victory. But here, things that are going well, the women of the upper crust, as Thurston Howell III would say on Gilligan's Island, they were living in the lap of luxury. They were considered very dainty. All of their needs were being met. When they went to the grocery store, everything that they desired could be found. They had plenty of people doing all of the hard work. And God says, the season is getting ready to change, and it's going to happen in just a little bit over a year. In just a little over a year, all of a sudden, the vintage, the grapevines that have been so faithful to produce, all of a sudden they are going to fail. The harvest is going to not happen. Okay? We are so far away from an agrarian mindset that people have no concept of the food development process. People don't know how to grow their own food. They're terrified of what a chicken or a cow looks like or any of that sort of stuff. There's no awareness. So if you go back into Exodus, it talks about when the famine, the 7 years of famine that Joseph had prophesied about, that when those began to really kick in intensity, that God or Joseph moved the people of Egypt into cities. Now, let me tell you, whenever there is a famine going on, the last place that I want to be is the same place that thousands or millions of other people are. I don't want to be in the city. I want to be out in the country someplace where you can grow your food and, you can develop it with your own hands. That's just me. But I think we've really kind of missed the mark on that. And so it goes on and it says, the harvest that you've always counted on, that's not happening. It says in verse number 11, tremble, you women who are at ease, be troubled, you complacent ones. Strip yourselves, make yourselves bare, and gird sackcloth on your waist in grief. And so all of these people that were concerned about their name brand clothing back in those days are no longer concerned about that. Now they have taken on the garments of grief and mourning, sackcloth and ashes, if you will. It was supposed to be a very humbling thing. Isn't it interesting that God was able to sustain the clothing of the Hebrews as they wandered through the wilderness for 40 years, that their clothing and their sandals didn't wear out, and he took care of them food-wise, and yet these people who think they've got the world by the hand or by the tail, that they've got the whole thing figured out and they no longer need God, all of a sudden one bad season of crops and they're ruined. They're grieving as if their world has come to an end. Verse 12 says, people shall mourn upon their breast for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. On the land of my people will come up thorns and briars. Yes, all the happy homes in the joyous city, because the palaces will be forsaken. The bustling city will be deserted. The forts and towers will become lairs forever. I want you to know, justice is justice. And what I mean by that is God will justly reward those who have been obedient, who've been righteous, who've been forgiven, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, who are living for the will and the pleasure of the Lord. God's going to reward those people. That's justice. Got a friend of mine that God has done a tremendous work in his life. And God has blessed him. Well, I mean, if you knew the background that he came from and to see how God has blessed him through the years, it is impressive. It's something really that books could be written about as far as I'm concerned. Because God does transform not only lives, but the trajectory of those lives. And God has rewarded the faithfulness. To the faithful, he shows himself faithful. Justice is also justice when it is dealing with people who are evil. And so that's what's being described here, is people who had no time for God because things were going so well, and all of a sudden the tide turns, and those people who were so affluent before are now very, very desperate. And the land that was so fruitful is now producing nothing but thorns and briars, and the homes, the places of festivity, the palaces, all of them are now becoming overgrown. So recently, my wife and I had taken a trip, and we went to visit family. And let me say it this way. There's one thing that I do as a homeowner that is pretty much up there with one of my least favorite things to do. I do it. It's not something that I enjoy. I have a pastor friend. He said, man, I just love doing that. And I said, I am so happy that you love doing it. I don't enjoy it one bit. And that is, I don't necessarily like doing lawn work outside. It is just not the thrill of my life. I mow my grass. I edge my lawn. I weed eat when I have to, and all that sort of stuff. But it doesn't cause me a great deal of pleasure. It is something I do because I don't want my home overgrown, and I don't want snakes and other critters making their way into my house, so I make sure they don't have a suitable habitation at my dwelling place. But when I went on this trip, I wasn't going on vacation. I was going to serve. And when I got there, I found a place that was on the verge of being overgrown because there, if you do not keep things at bay, they will overtake you. So I worked for a pastor one time in that same area, by the way, and he preached a message one time, and I think the message was the Ode to the Lawnmower. And the point of the message was, one day the lawnmower is going to die, and if you don't get another lawnmower to replace it, the grass is going to overtake it. The untamed atmosphere will prevail, even if it is just neglected for a short period of time. And so that's what is described here in verses 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. And a place where people live now, wild donkeys and pastures of flocks are going to be taking place. And it is not going to just touch the one level of society. It's going to reach across the entire socioeconomic spectrum of society. Justice is going to be justice for the rich, the poor, for the men, the women, the old, the young. It's going to be for the powerful and the oppressed. It's going to be for the politician as well as the servants. It touches everybody. God's justice system is the same for all. Everyone has to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved but by the name of Jesus. No one comes to the Father but by Him. That's God's justice system. And no matter who you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, how famous you are, or infamous you are, God's justice system says there's only one way to get into heaven. And so it touches everybody. So this untamed condition where all of a sudden, I titled it the divine reversal. The divine reversal, where everything is being overrun. Devastation and failure is everywhere. And all of a sudden, in verse number 15, there is a divine reversal. And it says this, until the Spirit, capital S, is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. It might look like things are out of control, but that is only until the Spirit of God is poured upon us from on high. That was prophesied in Joel chapter 2. That's one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, towards the end of the Old Testament. it was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, where people thought that the disciples were drunk, and Peter stood up and said, no, that's not what is taking place. This is the fulfillment that God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh and all socioeconomic statuses. And so I want you to understand that the Spirit of God is not a threatening demonstration by God as far as being poured out. It is the act that transforms society. The Spirit of God is who convicts people of their sin. Why? So they can feel bad? No. So they can repent and walk in the blessings of God instead of remain uninformed and experience eternity separated from God. The Spirit of God is desperately needed. So I recently preached a message that basically said this: it's time for the church to go Pentecostal. It is time for men to go Pentecostal. It's time for women to go Pentecostal. We just can't sit around and let society and injustice continue to prevail. It is time for us to walk in the Spirit of God the way God wants us to walk in the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God is poured out, I don't want to miss it. God has a higher perspective. He's got a better understanding by far than what we do of the situation. And he says, what my people need is they need God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling in them, guiding them on a daily basis, convicting them when they need convicting, comforting them when they need comfort, counseling them when they know not which way to go. And there is no one better at doing that than the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is poured out not just so that you can have an experience. God, the Holy Spirit, is not just poured out so we can leave church on Sunday and say, wow, what a wonderful time we had at church. God, the Holy Spirit, is poured out so that God's justice system is returned and society is radically changed back into what God wanted it to be all along, where people love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and they love their neighbor as their self. It takes the Spirit of God. And you know what the church is doing in 2021? We're trying to put the Holy Spirit in a box, put him off in a side room over here on the side, and say, if we need you, we'll call you. And we forget that the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are designed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. How are we going to be moved to speak if it is not by the Spirit of God moving us the same way he moved upon men of old? God the Holy Spirit moved at creation. God the Holy Spirit in Revelation, the very last chapter of Revelation, chapter 22. I'm trying to turn there. Pages are sticking together. Listen to what it says. And the Spirit and the Bride, chapter 22, verse number 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirst come, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. The Spirit of God is still yearning for people to come and for Jesus, or come to Jesus, and for Jesus to come and set his kingdom. Why? Because that's when restoration takes place. When the Spirit of God is poured out, it transforms the wilderness, that untamed region, and it makes it a fruitful field. So that's what I was doing in Texas. I was trying to beat back the jungle a little bit, if you will, and reclaim some useful territory for some family members. They couldn't get out there and do it. So I went and I bought the tools that were necessary and hired the people that could do what I couldn't do. And we reclaimed part of that and restored some civility, if you will, to the landscaping. Well, if the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, what does the fruitful field become? And it says, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. I had dogs. My kids had dogs at my house for, I think, roughly 16 years. And they were hard. I had re-landscaped the yard back before the dogs came, and the dogs just had a great time. Some of them were diggers. Some of them were runners. One thing they all had in common was they were all hard on my backyard. And there's a guy that I hired to come and do landscaping. He's a listener to the Refresh Radio program. His name is Dan, and he came out and he gave me a beautiful landscaped yard, and just a great time. He not only took care of that, he took care of the irrigation system, and they said, don't touch the yard for a month. And so it was watered, and I left the sod untouched for a month. And you know what happened to that place that was barren? It became a jungle. Over a month, it went from just a place of barren grass to a place that was absolutely thriving. Somebody who knew what they were doing put it in such working order that it thrived. It went from barrenness to bounty in a very short period of time. The Spirit of God can do the same thing, not just with grass or vegetables or herds or flocks. He can do that with your spirit as well. And I pray that you will let him do it. Let God transform your mess into a glorious message of his grace, of his bounty, and his blessing. So once again, if you have air conditioning needs, call Wyrick Air 321-632-9538, air conditioning, heating, or electrical. And I pray that you will make plans to see us at Merit Assembly of God this Sunday, 10:30. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Passion in life is to know you beyond.